We have been talking about Jesus' lordship over the past couple of Sundays. Lordship meaning that he is the supreme Lord and King and who has all the power and control. And we have looked at passages reminding us that he is Lord over all creation, the entire universe, which includes our solar system, a galaxy, everything that happens here on planet Earth. He is Lord over our chaos. He is Lord over our suffering. Today we want to think about Jesus being Lord over circumstances. Luke chapter 19 is what we're going to look at briefly together this morning, starting in verse 28. Luke 19, verse 28. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" We're going to skip down to verse 36. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This is God's word. Just by the mere title this morning will stir probably in a lot of us questions and emotions and feelings as we process the stories and journey of our lives. We begin as we think about this image of Jesus entering into the city of Jerusalem in his final week of life before the cross, amid jubilation and excitement and probably a lot of questions, into what we call, the church has known this as Passion Week. First of all, this morning, I would like to share that Jesus is Lord over all circumstances because he is Lord of all. If there's anything that you leave with to kind of chew on this week, let that phrase or sentence get under your skin and into your heart. The Lord. He is Lord over all circumstances because he is Lord of all. We have been exploring that, as I've summarized the past couple of weeks, as we think about the book of Colossians, that Jesus is the cosmic king of all creation in the world. We've talked about how he is over our lives in his kingship over chaos and even the suffering of a demoniac from last Sunday. As we enter into Jesus' final week before the cross, this holy week, we're reminded that if Jesus is truly Lord of all, then all that has happened leading up to this point as he rides into the city of Jerusalem, that it was not a surprise. He was not a victim of poor circumstances or a passive player among the tide of unfortunate events that had poured upon him. If he is truly Lord of all, he is Lord of all circumstances in his own life and ours as well. we look at this morning as Jesus rides on this colt into the city of Jerusalem. We see his lordship over all circumstances spanning the centuries of time, as this was prophesied, and his entire life perfectly fulfilled predictions, what we call prophecies that are centuries and centuries old to a T. What do you do with that? Zechariah 9:9 describes the coming king of Zion, the coming king of the Jews. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt full of a donkey. To look at Jesus' life and even this circumstance, perfectly fulfilling ancient prophecy, we see here that Jesus indeed is Lord of all circumstances, if indeed he is Lord of all. And not just the circumstances of his own life, which we're going to explore in a moment, but as we think about our story as well. We look at this passage of Jesus triumphantly approaching the city of Jerusalem to remind his people who he really is, what he came to do. It was centuries earlier that his ancestor, King David, would be on the same road, passing the same Mount of Olives, weeping as his own son, Absalom, was trying to take over his throne and seek his own father's life. And now going the opposite direction, on the same road, past the same Mount of Olives, here is this descendant of the King of David, bringing healing, reversing the curse, redeeming the pain of David, showing that truly he is Lord of all circumstances. And so where does this lead us this morning? Secondly, Jesus is Lord over favorable circumstances. Going into the city of Jerusalem, the crowd spreading their cloaks on the ground, people shouting joyfully, "Blessed is the King, Hosanna, who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and in glory in the highest." Could you imagine not just the ordinary crowd, but the disciples in particular that have risked life and limb, have left entire industries and careers and their fishing nets and loved ones behind to for 3 years go on an insane, amazing, tragic journey with Jesus. And now as they get ready to celebrate Passover, the crowds finally get it. We're going to get a return on our investment after sacrificing so much to follow Jesus. From the disciples' perspective, it couldn't get much better than this. Everything's going to change. The true king has come. Talk about favorable circumstances. Disciples were through the moon with joy, overjoyed at this amazing welcome. And indeed, it was beautiful. And here we are, 2,000 years later, young and old, waving palm branches, singing praises to God, looking at this passage, the living word of God, as it was written shortly after the events here in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is Lord. When circumstances in our lives look favorable, this is what the disciples were experiencing as they had followed Jesus for 3 years. Finally, validation. And yes, when things are going well, when they are favorable, when our hearts are filled with joy and the stars seem to be aligned, give thanks to God. He is Lord. When circumstances in our lives, according to our perspective, from our perspective, are favorable, he is Lord. Enjoy it. Enjoy the gifts of God. Enjoy when things come together. Enjoy when you feel validated in your decisions and investments and hard work, raising children, grandchildren, your careers, your ministries. He is Lord of all. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. But we're reminded, as Jesus lived out his life, that he was never tricked into living life solely by the changing circumstances and events that it unfolded. It was always the mission, the plan, the purposes that his Father had for him. So that reminds us, thirdly, that Jesus is Lord over undesirable circumstances. It's very easy, I'm sure, from the disciples' perspective. This is awesome. This is great. Hallelujah. The city finally recognizes their true king. The miraculous. And we see that in the second slide of scripture that we saw. The miracles that they saw. They began to praise God, shouting Hosanna in the highest. But Jesus knew what awaited him in the next couple of days and what awaited him on Friday. The disciples would be shocked to see how things would so rapidly change. All of them deserting Christ. And without a doubt, a handful and many of those that were waving the palm branches, welcoming the Messiah and King, as we all know, would be shouting for his crucifixion in few days into the future. Circumstances would change dramatically. And to think about Jesus, that he was about to experience the darkest, most painful events in the history of humanity, the Son of the living God going to a Roman cross to die as an atonement for our sins. In the midst of this radical change, Jesus is still Lord. He is Lord of all, and if so, he is Lord of all circumstances. He is Lord when things are favorable in our lives and going well, when we experience validation and encouragement, things are falling into place, but he is also Lord when the undesirable come into our lives as well. And our struggle is, we will acknowledge his lordship when things are favorable, but when the undesirable comes, we really struggle with him being Lord of this in my life. How and why? But if he is Lord of all, he is Lord over all circumstances, not only in his own life, but ours as well. As Jesus was arrested in the garden, we remember Luke 22 records for us that he said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and others who had come out against him, "Have you come out against a robber with swords, with clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." Circumstances changed dramatically. This is the hour of darkness. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. And yet we see his lordship. He knew what was going to happen. He was not a victim of poor circumstances or unfortunate events. He is Lord of all. Pilate, thinking that he had control over Jesus' destiny, addresses Jesus, John 19, verse 10. "Will you not speak to me?" Pilate said. "Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above." Jesus is Lord of all circumstances, both the favorable and the undesirable. And no one has been through more undesirable circumstances than Jesus our Lord. And we're reminded that as we live out our lives, as we try to do the best that we can, and for a lot of us who identify as followers of this Jesus, as his disciples, we must be very careful never to merely center our lives on the circumstances as they unfold upon our lives, because they change yearly, monthly, daily, hourly, second by second. And it is the Lordship of Jesus over the circumstances of our lives that not only keeps us sane, but keeps us moving forward in life. If anyone should have doubts, it would be Jesus. This radical, dramatic turning of events within a span of just 1 week. But Jesus would take the worst circumstances of any person in the history of humanity in this world and show his lordship over it, but not only enduring it, but allowing his life in a mysterious way, an unpredicted way, to bring salvation to the world. That is the power of the lordship of Christ. The sinless, perfect Son of the living God entering into our fractured, dark, broken, wounded world. If he's able to do what he did through the power of the cross, we who find ourselves in undesirable circumstances can learn to trust him. So often the people of God live based upon circumstances, and that determines often our faith. But we do that, we will feel ourselves utterly lost, because circumstances always change. And so, reflecting on these things, fourthly and finally, we're reminded that Jesus, if he is truly Lord of all, and he is Lord over all circumstances, and he has to be if he is truly Lord, then he is Lord over our circumstances. If Jesus is truly Lord, and he is, then he is Lord over our circumstances. What does that mean? We're reminded that as the followers of Jesus and part of this new kingdom, that we must guard ourselves from living life based upon ever-changing circumstances. But for so many of us, we live like that. The charge of being practical atheists is not a far cry from where so many of us are at, including myself. If we live by our changing circumstances, we eventually fall into fatalism. It's too discouraging, it's too depressing, because we don't have control over our lives. We'll fall into atheism, or we'll become hyper-spiritual and just say, that's all God. And eventually it will overwhelm us. But the call to follow Christ is to live through our circumstances, trusting in him alone in the midst of it. As we experience the glories of favorable circumstances in the depths of the most undesirable, we continue to live through the circumstances and trust in him. And so much of that, when negative, undesirable circumstances overwhelm, we want so much the answer to the question, why? We realize that perhaps even in this lifetime, we may not ever get a clear answer, and we acknowledge that we are okay with that, because we trust in a God who has demonstrated by sending his own Son to go through the most undesirable circumstances of all. if he would allow his own son to do that for you and I. He is a God, a Father worth trusting, even if our questions of why are never fully answered to our satisfaction in this lifetime. Paul reminds us in that familiar verse in Romans 8:28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And so, my friends, it's a challenge to once again be invited to acknowledge and live into the Lordship of Jesus Christ as we enter into Holy Week. Reject that, then you become the God of your life. Reject that, and the circumstances that are always changing dictate how you live and how you feel and how you act. And good luck and fortune will always be what you're hoping for comes around the next corner of your life. And that leads to a miserable existence. Life becomes nothing different than a good roll of the dice. And so many professing Christians live just like to the one who experienced the depths of the most tragic circumstances in the history of our world and in humanity, Jesus tells us this in John 16 before going to the cross. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus is Lord of all circumstances because he is Lord of all. If that is true, then he is Lord over the favorable things that have happened to us and in us, and we are thankful, and we should be, to acknowledge and give thanks to our Lord for those things. But thirdly, as we've heard, if he is truly Lord over all circumstances, and this is a tough one, he is also Lord over the undesirable ones as well. Jesus is indeed Lord over our circumstances. Be encouraged as Jesus invites us into a journey of understanding that truth this coming week as we head to the cross together in this Holy Week. Hear the words of Jesus once again, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the journey of being reminded these past couple of weeks of the truth of your Lordship over all in our world, this cosmos, the events that unfolded here in the pages of Scripture, in your life, this jubilant entry into Jerusalem that was the height of joy, and yet how tragic things would turn by the end of that week on that Friday. But even in the midst of the events as the disciples experienced it, that Holy Week, that final week before the cross, that would have them doubting and fleeing and wounds experienced so deep, we know that you are still Lord of all. And the one who allowed the cross the most unfavorable event in the history of this world to be turned into the door for life and salvation for the entire world to those who would believe. We confess and ask that you would help us to continue to trust you even when we still aren't sure to the questions of why, Lord. As hard as it is, we praise the one who is Lord of all. For anyone that God has spoken to this morning from either first or even now our second service, if you have been living by desire just to experience good luck, you are in control of your life and you realize, and God has revealed to you that you are not. To the one who went through the most unfavorable, tragic circumstances that a human being, in this case, the Son of the Living God, went through the cross, would go through for you and I. If God is speaking to you and you would like to acknowledge and believe and accept Him as the Lord of all in your life and the one who indeed is your Savior, pray with me, Lord. I don't understand fully the circumstances of my life story, but I acknowledge, and as I've heard, and I do believe that you are the true King, you are the Lord of all. I confess that I am not in control of my life as I always imagine myself to be, and I don't like that. But I surrender my life in the control. I acknowledge you as my Lord and the one who has given his life for me as my Savior as you died upon a cross. I believe, I receive, and I trust you as Lord and Savior. And I thank you. Give me that new life. Help me to know that you are someone that I can trust 100%, even if I don't fully understand everything that has happened. You are Lord of all, and you are Lord of my life and Lord of my circumstances. I surrender all to you. Lead me as your child and as your disciple. We give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. In your name I do pray. Amen.